This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
After 2 years of 13 investigates reporting on the nearly three dozen illicit massage businesses with ties to human trafficking operating in the greater Colorado Springs area, City Council has finally agreed to take a look at a way to shut them down. Aurora, Wheat Ridge, and Commerce City have all adopted local ordinances aimed at getting illicit massage businesses out of their communities in the last few years. The city of Aurora passed its ordinance in 2018. Pueblo public health officials are strongly warning individuals to stay away from wildlife and to vaccinate pets for rabies. This comes after a rabid bat bit an adult in the Pueblo area. An adult in the Regency Park area was bitten by the rabid bat after picking it up with a pair of gloves, according to Pueblo Public Health. That person is now receiving the rabies vaccine to prevent any further illness. The friends and family of Dalton Buckles and Critton Phillips are demanding answers from the Canyon City Police Department after officers fired at the two men in a hotel parking lot, killing Buckles and injuring Phillips. A close friend of Phillips, who did not want to be named, said that she didn't believe either man owned a gun or had any weapons with them at the time of the shooting. A Thursday visit to the Steel City by former Colorado Governor and now Colorado U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper is the latest sign that the Front Range Rail Project, an idea that's been discussed for decades, appears to be gaining steam. Hickenlooper toured the downtown Union Depot that would be the primary station for the project to connect a high-speed rail line from Pueblo to Cheyenne, Wyoming. The Tyler County Board of Commissioners says they will not be actively enforcing the mask mandate. On May 2nd, Governor Jared Polis extended the statewide mask mandate. According to the governor's office, the indoor mask order remains in effect for all schools statewide. This also includes extracurricular activities, childcare centers, indoor children's campuses, public-facing facilities, and others.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Marty Benachinkwe. It's going to be a warm day today under a partly cloudy sky with increasing wind as we head into the afternoon. We'll see that pick up to about 15 to 25 miles an hour with some stronger gusts during the afternoon. We are going to hit the mid-70s in Colorado Springs, probably low to mid-80s for Canyon City and Pueblo with 60s in Teller County. Mid to late afternoon, some colder air will start to slip in from the north. With that, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a couple of which could be strong, particularly over the plains where some decent-sized hail, some strong wind gusts could occur. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.